You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, and I hope you all had an amazing week. So this week, with the main part that we have with the astrologers coming up, we do have Mercury, which will be squaring Jupiter, and that will be happening on the 2nd of October. And then we have some aspects that have already been there for the past weeks, and we're still sort of coming towards the end of them. So we've still got the sextile between Venus and Mars, and we've still got the Sun, which is going to be opposing, making it opposition to Neptune. So with that, it can be like seeing things through rose-colored glasses, or there could be things sort of you might feel like things be feeling a bit foggy, or even things sort of ending or dissolving around your life as well. What I got here for this week, and I thought we'll do a bit of card reading for this week, since I feel like with the astrology rise, maybe a little bit of quite more than usually. But I do feel like this week's about caring, about looking forward. I do feel like it's about not clinging on to the past and just really looking where you're going. And I do get that it's a sense here of like play it smart, play it safe, don't take too much risk. And I do feel like this week is about also thinking positive as well. Let me just see what with the cards. We'll do a bit of a card reading for this week. Okay, I feel like that relationship is going to be a thing that's going to come up this week. I do feel like it's about things about who we trust. I also feel like there could be a reconsider of terms of like house where you live, if you don't want to move or change things around the home. I do feel like there's movement around there, or just cleaning things up and then making things more streamlined around the home. It's coming up here. I do feel like that there could be things here of looking at new transportation coming up, and certain relationships in your life. I also feel like there's like question marks around travel could be coming up this week as well. But I also feel like you're looking at something bigger than yourself. You're looking, I feel like there's some type of looking at spiritual views, and also looking at even could be contracts could be coming up about signing them. I feel like double checking. But there's a, even though I've got in my notes here not to cling on to the past, I do feel like there's a thing here about people reflecting on the past and how that has changed them, or whether that has led them into today. So I do feel like there's a sense here of needing to move on or move forward, but not cling on to old things. There could even be a sense here of wanting to travel, but more by road trips coming up. There could even be problems with plane, issue with plane travel, perhaps coming up this week. It might be due to bad weather, but I just thought there could be issues with traveling. And I feel like more about people might be more having to think about doing more trips by car as well. I also feel like there's a sense here of people around you being maybe self-entitled, and you might have to be pushing them back and setting sort of certain boundaries. I also feel like that the relationships is going to be a big thing this week, and I do feel like it could be about you being around certain people that you'd like or that you need to be around, that people that are more heart-centered and that feel more, but you're also going through a change. And there's something this week I feel like also too that you may be avoiding as well. Coming up, you're going to be sincere of breaking ties with certain people too. Could be coming up around you. There's a big thing about spiritual stuff happening around you this week, or around us all this week. More clarity, more visions, more dreams, especially with that Neptune opposing at the Sun. We'll definitely be coming, bringing that in. Let's go to the caller. So we got here, it's Tracy, and she's in America. So, hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I recently experienced a very traumatic event, and it has caused me a lot of emotional issues. You know, emotionally, I have not been myself since then, and I'm just trying to find out, is it going to be a good outcome or a bad outcome? And just basically wanted to know if you see anything good happening in my life in the future, you know, something to look forward to.
Okay. Situation, has it been like a physical situation where someone's been sort of has like harmed you or been very like DV, but like someone's been very aggressive towards you?
She can be aggressive, but because she is in jail, she's, you know, I don't know if it's just jail talk or if she's genuinely trying to change.
Oh, okay. All right. I just feel like this person, she got a sharp fuse. And I feel like that she needs to be able to control her emotions or control her feelings. But I feel like there's a sense of like blaming you. I don't feel like it's your fault, but I just feel like she needs someone to hold accountable. Like this person is unable to hold themselves accountable for things that they've done wrong. And I just feel like that there's a lot of things they've got to go through before it's like wiping the slate clean. And I feel like that it's like she's, yeah, you know, where she's like she's in jail. It's like she's playing the game. I feel like she's going to certain programs there, but she's like, she's not really dealing with the issues that are there. But I feel like she's hiding them, and she needs to look at in terms of getting better. I do feel like there could be a treatment, but she also needs to learn to talk things out as well. But it's like she projects, but she's not looking at herself, but she's projecting, and she needs to change. I do feel like she's going to get out, and when she comes out, I wouldn't recommend. I feel like she may try to come back to you, and but it's like you can't. I see you saying you can't come here. So I do feel like that you're looking after yourself and protecting yourself. I don't feel like it's a good idea for her to come back to be living with you. I feel like she needs to be on her own or in a place where people, you know, are gonna, you know, be a little bit hard on her. She does need a bit of tough love, and I feel like it's gonna hurt you, but you need to really show that no, you can't, because you're not going to put up with it. Because I just feel like this lady might get more anger, frustrated. I just feel like for your own sanity, but also well-being, just make sure, I feel like saying no is going to be a good thing for both of you. And in terms of having something positive coming into your life, I actually see road trip. I do see like road trip. I see you being happy and excited. Now you're in Indian. My geography skills aren't the best. So where you live, if you went on a road trip or a holiday, would you be going sort of, how would I say this? I don't know what you guys call it. Like around where all the red dirt is and you've got all the mountains, but it's like desert. And then you could go into the bush, like Yellowstone or something like that. Like, I just see road trip, but it's a long trip you're going to do, but see different things on the way. Like, and I am seeing, like, if I was watching a cowboy Indian movie and the red mountains, desert kind of area. But then I'm also seeing you going to, like, I heard Yellowstone, so maybe more like bush. And there's, like, different things on the way. Like, I feel like you could see, like, totem things. I also felt there could even be a trip to Canada coming up, but again, I feel more driving than playing, catching an airplane with you. So I do feel like there's a sense of traveling coming up, but I don't feel like it's going to be this year that happens. I do feel like it could be around next year, maybe the middle of next year. I feel like there's a trip that you're planning. I see a map and planning on different things to see along the way. And it's something that's exciting. I don't feel like this trip that you're going by yourself. I do feel like you're going to be going with someone else that's also going to be fun, and the energy is very light and airy as well. Has your dad passed over? Like your father's passed over? Or is he still with us?
My dad?
Yes.
He's living.
He's living? And he's very caring of you? Like, he's protective of you?
Him and my mom, they both live with me. I take care of them.
Okay, but your dad, too, that's not well. When your dad was at his best, so when your dad was well, he was quite a strong man. And was he quite like a solid, he's like a solid man?
Yes, he had surgery about 3 months ago. He had a tumor in his bladder, and they took half of it out. So they're going to take the other half of the tumor out of his bladder October 20th. And they said it was cancerous, but then they came back and said that he didn't have cancer. So he got sick for a while.
It's okay. I'm just hearing he's not well. But I just feel like when he's at his like top of his game, I just see him as being a solid man. And I just feel like right now he's very tired, but I do know he wants to protect you. And I feel like this man, your dad's on your side, and he really wants, I just feel like he just wants you to be safe. And again, he's just hearing he doesn't want the other person to come to be with you. He makes sure you're looking after yourself. The sense of protection there is what I feel like with him. But I feel like with him, his health, I do feel like he needs to drink plenty of like a fluid, he needs to nurture himself, but also nurture the bladder. I'm not a doctor, but I just see him having I can't think of the word, things that help you with not being dehydrated. So just make sure he's hydrated, your dad. And I just forget he's also very tired as well. Do you have any other questions
quickly?
Yeah, I know
that he's been drinking. No. Oh. No, that's enough.
Okay. Thank you for calling in today. And I hope you have take care. He does need to watch. He needs to have electrolytes, like these things to keep up the hydration. But I just feel like, he's not well, not the best at the moment. But thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
That's okay. So, everybody, I hope you have an amazing weekend ahead, weekend and a week ahead. And if you want to, I do have a podcast at the moment. I have two, actually. I have one by myself, Spiritual and Cosmic, with Lady D, and then I have one with the Four Pillars that I do with three other ladies. If you want to contact me for a reading, you can on my website, which is Lady D Psychic Parties, or you can contact me on my Facebook page, which is Lady D Psychic Parties as well. You can also look at my YouTube channel, which is Lady D Psychic, and I do every Thursday night, I do an hour of live readings there on Facebook. On my Instagram is Lady D Psychic, and my TikTok is Lady D Psychic as well. So we'll do one last card for the week, and which is this card here. And I find with this card, it's about making wishes, knowing spirits around you, but also guiding you as well. And I just feel like that there's a lot of energy happening this week, like a little bit of weather events. It's going to be a week for watch the weather this week. All right. Thank you, everybody. And I'll see you next time. Bye now.